Customers' preferences hold priority in business interactions. Talking to customers before launching or investing in a startup is crucial to check if your idea is any good. But chatting alone won't cut it. You need to listen, ask the right questions, and get the important info. Honest answers are key, so don't settle for empty compliments. And don't bother asking your mom or anyone else who might sugarcoat things. Mishandled conversations can lead you down the wrong path and give you false hope. Don't spill the beans about your idea too soon. Instead, focus on learning about your potential customers. Figure out how they deal with their problems and what it costs them in time and money. Would they even consider switching to your solution? Ask them to walk you through their typical work routine. Get the lowdown on their methods, approaches, and pain points. Watch out for encouraging feedback loops to avoid unintended consequences. Positive feedback from potential customers can be tempting. They might not tell you everything because they want to be supportive and affirm your idea. When someone says, "That's cool, I love it," it's essential to dig deeper. Ask for specifics and details. You need to probe because positive feedback doesn't reveal much about the customer's situation or commitment. People who say they buy something often lose interest when it's time to make the purchase. Asking if they'd buy your product isn't useful right now. While anything could happen later, their response doesn't mean they're committed. People will go out of their way to protect your feelings if you expose your ego. They will avoid saying something bad about an issue that matters to you. Well-known entrepreneurs like Gordon Ramsay, Elon Musk, and Reid Hoffman have reputations for asking for negative feedback, but almost everyone else needs to be more careful. Effective communication in business. Don't push too hard or nag people about your ideas. It's not cool, and it usually backfires. Being determined is good, but not when you're just trying to gather info. When you start sounding too salesy, it's like the spotlight's on you, not them. If you realize you've gone overboard, just admit it and ask them to keep talking. Let your customers do most of the talking. Only interrupt if you have to. Don't try to twist what they're saying. Let them speak in their own words. This is a great chance to understand someone else's perspective. Just listen and learn. Bad news equals positive attention. When you ask the right questions, you hope for answers that either support or challenge your plans. Unexpected responses often have a big impact, and that's okay. It's better to uncover flaws in your idea early on before you invest a lot of time and money. Getting approval from people whose opinions you value doesn't guarantee success. Only the market decides if you'll make it or not. Lukewarm responses might disappoint you, but they show that people aren't very interested. If you want more information, you can ask them what specifically didn't appeal to them. Even if you're disappointed by someone's reaction, it's polite to say, "Thank you," and move on. To avoid discomfort, you might avoid asking about obvious problems. For example, imagine you have tools that could help overworked teachers in poor schools. The teachers agree that your idea could make them better educators. But there's one big issue you overlooked. The school can't afford to pay you. Starting a new business often means dealing with lots of problems. Some of these are easy to miss, but ignoring them can be risky. Before you talk to investors, customers, or industry experts, huddle with your team and jot down the three most important things you want to learn from each conversation. The queries will vary based upon who you're talking to. If you get enough info from one person, don't ask the next person the same thing. Stay adaptable. Your questions might change. Just ensure they always tackle crucial matters. Relax and simplify. You don't need to schedule official meetings with potential clients. It's often better to take a casual approach. Let's say you're looking to help public speakers find more gigs and you're at an industry seminar. Instead of asking for formal meetings, Just chat with people about how they land speaking engagements. Don't make it about yourself. Ask follow-up questions. These informal chats can uncover vital info and make it easier to set up future meetings. Before you know it, you'll have a dozen valuable contacts. People love talking about themselves. In just 10 to 15 minutes, you can learn a lot about how someone works and the solutions they've tried. It might take an hour or so to dive deep into a specific industry, but the more detailed questions you ask, the easier it is for them to open up. When you're ready to pitch, you can schedule formal 30-minute sessions. Secure customer commitments. Ultimately, you aim to get customers on board. You don't want them stuck in a maybe zone where they neither say yes nor no. Staying friendly throughout is key. Committed customers show they're genuinely interested in giving up something they value, such as time, reputation, or money. Sometimes, at the end of a meeting, you might hesitate to ask for commitment. Maybe the answer frightens you, or you're unsure of what steps to take next. But any meeting turns into a waste of time if you're not fully ready to move forward. Money commitments could mean a deposit or a pre-order. Reputation commitments might involve introducing you to colleagues or decision makers, and time commitments could be scheduling the next meeting with clear objectives or agreeing to a trial period for your product or service. Initiate conversations effectively. If you're chatting with someone and want to start talking about your product or making a sale, it's important to do it smoothly. This is what we call transitioning to a product or sales conversation. It might not always be easy or practical to switch from a casual chat to a talking business, but it's a skill worth learning. You can start by mentioning how what you're offering relates to what you've been discussing. For example, if you're talking to someone about their HR challenges and you offer HR software, you could say something like, "I've got a solution that could help with that. Would you be interested in hearing more?" It's all about finding the right moment to bring up what you're selling in a way that feels natural and not pushy. Let's convene on stable footing. When you're planning a formal meeting, it's crucial to set it up smartly to make the most of everyone's time. Here are 5 key elements to include. 1. Start by expressing that as an entrepreneur, you have a unique vision, a solution to a problem, or a method for reviving a slow industry. However, keep the details of your idea to yourself for now. 2. Clarify what stage you're currently at and assure attendees that you're not there to pitch or sell anything if that's the case. 3. Show some vulnerability and invite attendees to help you explore the problem they're facing that requires solutions. 4. Boost their egos a bit by highlighting how much their support and expertise can assist you. 5. Finally, make it a point to directly ask for their help in moving forward with your venture. Your email invite should be concise, containing only 3 or 4 short paragraphs. Once you're face-to-face with a customer, take charge of the meeting. Be polite, yet firm, sticking to your agenda. Your success hinges on listing your 3 primary learning objectives and having a plan if the meeting goes smoothly. While you might consider meeting via phone or Skype, nothing beats an in-person meeting. Facial expressions and body language reveal more than words alone. Avoid scheduling endless meetings. Depending on your industry, 3 to 5 conversations may suffice. Define your target audience clearly and keep it concise. Entrepreneurs often face a big problem. They get bombarded with too many options, opinions, and ideas, which can overwhelm them. Trying to cater to everyone is a surefire way to fail. Take Google, for example. It started as a simple search engine before branching out. If you're not clear about who your customers are, you'll struggle to get going and get mixed up feedback. Defining your target audience can be tough because it feels like you're missing out on opportunities, but it's essential at the start. One startup, for instance, thought advertisers were their customers. Sounds broad, right? Well, they found out everyone had different needs and wants, so they ended up satisfying some, but not enough. They finally got it right by narrowing down their target. To start, you need to engage in customer slicing, starting broad and cutting down until you find your audience. You gotta figure out who to talk to and where to find them. Look for folks who are easy to reach, fun to work with, and bring in the bucks. Leverage your team. Involve your entire founding crew in every aspect of your venture. Before a customer sits down, everyone should huddle up to figure out what to cover, what questions to ask, and what info the customer might need. You can pick one team member to meet customers, but don't let them handle all the info. No more than two folks should go to any customer meeting. Solo acts are okay if they take good notes, but having a second person there adds a layer of security that keeps things on track. The whole process of interviewing is a valuable learning experience. It might feel scary at first, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. Attendees should quickly review their notes and share their findings with the rest of the team. After the meeting, the whole team should look at what went well and what didn't, what questions and strategies worked and which ones flopped. What can we do better next time? Learning from customers is a crucial part of being an entrepreneur. No one else can do it for you. Key points. 1. Prioritize customer feedback to validate startup ideas effectively. 2. Seek detailed feedback, avoiding superficial praise for accurate insights. 3. Stay open to negative feedback. It uncovers flaws crucial for improvement. 4. Initiate conversations smoothly, transitioning from casual to business topics. 5. Frame meetings effectively, emphasizing collaboration and learning objectives. 6. Define the target audience clearly to avoid overwhelming options and failure. 7. Involve the founding team in all aspects for comprehensive learning and improvement.